March 16th. This is my day 3 daily diary. Hope everything's going well for you. Hope finding some positive in these tougher times. Oh, or maybe times aren't so tough for you if you're living somewhere else where this isn't happening. So that could be a piece of that too. Definitely a shorter one today, just in terms of what I have to say, and there's nobody with me, it's just me, so just kind of running through some of the activities for the day. Zephyr got her schoolwork, and she's going to start working from home, and then she's on that math game Prodigy, so we actually signed her up to be able to play Prodigy regularly, so she's excited about that. She can go on there, and it kind of does math facts for the most part. There's some problems and some problem solving, but it's just basic facts. But fluency is super important in math, so she's doing that. The other kids were playing Switch. They're playing Just Dance today, enjoying that. We're playing outside with our new trampoline, doing like I'm a lava monster or an ice beast and I chase you. In terms of all that, one thing I thought was really neat the kids did today is they had a big box and they decided it would be a boat. They got all the crayons out, and they were coloring the box and kind of going through all that. And Kathy was kind of working with on that, and I thought that was great. And then one of the other things here is Kathy and Zephyr have been reading through the Harry Potter novels, and they finished book 6. In fact, today they read a ton of book 7 as well, several chapters, and they're actually upstairs now while Zephyr's falling asleep, and they're reading another chapter or two of Deathly Hallows. They're reading them out loud, and they've been doing this for, I don't know if it's years or maybe a year plus, but it's been a while, and gotta give it to them. That's been a lot. So we did order some Mexican food from a restaurant, but now restaurants are kind of on their way shutting down, but we just ordered and brought it home and kind of ate as a whole family. We had a whole bunch of us gathered around the big table. But this is our house. It's just the people in our house, in terms of all that. So we'll see where all that goes. Yeah, that's pretty much it for that. So I'll kind of go through games that got played. I'm actually going to kind of go backwards here. So the kids were actually learning Gonshern Clever today. They were playing that and kind of learning the dice and the system. Zephyr was definitely getting it. But everybody was tired today. So kids head to bed early in terms of all that. But yeah, it was neat to see her kind of learning that and playing that game. I thought was interesting. You see a lot more kids are willing to play longer games. They're willing to learn a new game. They want to not be bored. So they're finding things to do, which is a really interesting element here. One thing I wanted to mention was I thought was really interesting was last night on the Dice Tower channel, Tom Vassell just did a live chat. He just came on and was talking with people and just kind of, same thing, keeping spirits up and all that. And I thought that was really interesting. I saw that and man, there's so many free things out there that have been happening too, you know, with zoos that are playing videos and Mo Willems is doing the like doodle lunchtime. And there's just so much stuff out there that people are offering. I just saw that they were going to move some of Universal's movies that were releasing this weekend or next weekend or whatever, they're going to move them onto streaming services. It would be, you'd buy them. You'd pay to see them. But man, I still thought, wow, like we can adapt, you know? And I don't know that those are the most important things. but the fact that we could adapt on that, I thought was really interesting in terms of that. But I thought it was really neat that Tom came on there and just kind of talked and just said, we don't know, but let's just talk and let's just keep things moving and flowing. And there's community there, you know, there's community here with us talking. We don't want to feel like we're always just stuck. So I thought that was really important. So I mentioned that. I played Bus with Zephyr today, but not the Splatter one, not the Capstone, the Paco Games Bus. It's pretty fun. There's an advanced mode that I think would make it more interesting, that I would try if I played with adults. And, you know, it's neat for a game that fits in your pocket in terms of that. We played Dungeon Drop. It was Brian, Zephyr, and I, and that is designed by at least one Connecticut designer. There might be two, Jason Maselli, He's local. I don't know him super well, but I do know him. And they designed that game. So it's neat. It's a whole bunch of cubes. Put them in a box. You roll them out kind of above the table, and they plop everywhere. And some of them re represent like pillars, and you're trying to trace out like a triangular shape between three pillars. Collect all the loot in the middle without getting monsters that damage you, and you drop new cubes each round to add to the dungeon. It was really clever and neat in terms of what you were doing, scoring wise, and some of the structure was a little flimsy, but I mean, it's totally like a fun activity. It definitely keeps people engaged, and it's nice and short, so it knows what it is, which was really nice for that game. So we'll hopefully see some more of that. Let's see what else is on here. Just a couple things. Last night we played The Crew forever. like we said, it was Brian's birthday. We finished that, basically went straight into The Crew around 9:30, and something going on outside behind me. And basically started about 9:30 and played right through midnight. And we think we're on like mission 15 or 16, and that was Kathy, Brian, Rachel, and myself. And it's a really fun game. It definitely just keeps you playing, keeps you playing, keeps you playing. And we didn't want to end on a low note, so we wanted to end after we beat one. But after you beat one, you want to play another one because you feel confident. So it's tough to stop. But yeah, man, when a game like that takes 10 minutes a hand and you can play for 2.5 hours, I mean, I'm sold. I can see what people are saying about this game. It's sad to me that maybe a lot of people won't get it in a time where this would be great, in terms of all that. And then this morning, the one I wanted to go to last is I played Sanctum from CGE. Now, they sent me a copy, and I totally owe them a review, or just owe you a review. Would like to review it. Not worried about the semantics of it. I definitely am tired. And we ran through the whole thing with Tony at PAX Unplugged. Sounded really cool. Larry actually ended up picking up a copy, and we played. The game is so smooth. Like, it is just so smooth in terms of what you're doing. The game's really fun, and you have this character, and you're upgrading, and it feels great. And then there's just a couple pieces of it that are like, ah, the ending just doesn't feel satisfying. We all won, which is beat your last monster, and then it's a whole who has the most health thing at the end, and that just doesn't feel like a valid piece. So it feels like a movie with a not so like a great movie with a not so good ending, and you walk out like, eh, maybe it wasn't so good. But you forget all the little pieces if you go back that were so good, didn't leave you disappointed. And then there's four characters in the box, and that's great, but they are static. They just don't really change. And it just feels like this day and age we're used to either more characters or things to change out. But I'm telling you, if they do that, if they add more characters that you could play with, I think you can survive the ending. I'm not really sure. But man, I'll tell you the one piece, if people kept mentioning it, kept hearing this solo mode, like play this solo mode or this co-op mode that's on BGG, and I am just not one for doing that. I don't mind playing solo, but typically it's like I'm looking at a rule book, I'm air quoting right now, that's on the internet, and I'm trying to read these pages and or like read this font and then figure out, and it's flip this card is now a timer, use this, blah blah blah. But this variant was so simple. You have a miniature and you have a die. And you just roll it, and they affect various things and achievements. And I gotta tell you, the solo was phenomenal. I was joking with people. I was saying, "Boy, the biggest problem with the game is other players." It's not a super interactive game. But if they release an expansion where they throw like two characters and then a variant for each character in there, and they put like a solo co-op, like this is a game. It's really fun. It's really fun to level up all your stuff. If you like the dungeon crawl, Diablo, upgrade your weapons constantly, upgrade your abilities. Highly suggest Sanctum. I can't recommend the game, and here I go reviewing on a diary, but I don't really recommend the game for multiplayer. I don't think it's quite there at the price point, but this solo mode was great. It was phenomenal, and I really want to try the co-op mode and see how that goes. So, yeah, there's that. I think that's mostly it. I think tomorrow might be the day. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, and I think Rock Manor Games is dropping Lawyer Up, which we received a copy of Lawyer Up to do and review, and then, you know, chaos ensued, and we haven't gotten to it. But I'm hoping to get to it, and I'll put something up somewhere. Still hoping to do a regular episode throughout all this. So, in addition to the diaries, want to do a full regular episode with reviews and a little more upbeat, a little less candor like we have now in terms of all that. But I think with that, I will bid thee adieu, say good night, and I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day, which will be today when you listen to this. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you later.